In nominating Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, Donald Trump followed through yet again on his threat to nominate a justice in the mold of Antonin Scalia, who will undermine LGBTQ equality, reproductive freedom, and access to affordable health care. We know this because Kavanaugh's nomination was pre-cleared, was hand-picked, and put forward by extreme anti-LGBTQ and anti-choice groups who want to see a Supreme Court that will undermine our nation's civil rights laws, prohibit transgender troops from bravely serving this nation, and grant the license to discriminate against LGBTQ people in virtually every aspect of American life. That is their agenda. And then there's Kavanaugh's record, which speaks for itself. He's issued multiple opinions seeking to undermine the Affordable Care Act, which extended key protections to millions of LGBTQ Americans. He suggested that Roe v. Wade was wrongly decided, and he's ruled that an employer's religious beliefs should be allowed to override a worker's access to birth control. This is the exact same argument that anti-equality extremists use to advocate for a license to discriminate against LGBTQ people. For the LGBTQ community, the urgency of our fight against Kavanaugh's nomination is not abstract. It is literally about millions of people having a right to live their lives free from discrimination and with access to affordable health care. For decades, anti-LGBTQ extremists have attempted to use our courts as an instrument of oppression against our community. And now, for the second time in 18 months, they have handpicked one of their own to sit on the nation's highest court. We need the United States Senate to fully review the record, the entire record, of Brett Kavanaugh, including all records from his time in the Bush White House. And then we need the Senate to defeat Kavanaugh and send a message to the Trump-Pence administration that the American people will not stand for a justice that seeks to undermine rather than protect. We need to send that message because the stark truth is that the Kennedy vacancy may not be this administration's last opportunity to shape the court. That's exactly why we as a community must do everything we can between now and Election Day to elect a sane, pro-equality majority to Congress that will stand up and defeat extreme judicial nominees like Kavanaugh at all levels of our judicial system. Here at HRC, we're engaged in the largest grassroots expansion in our 38-year history, standing shoulder to shoulder with our coalition partners and working to turn out the more than 10 million LGBTQ voters all across this country on Election Day. Together, we must defeat this nomination, and we must pull the emergency brake on the Trump-Pence administration on November 6th.